Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Starbucks.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We're watching the Senate Republican health care bill closely. And one person everybody is trying to read the tea leaves on is Mitch McConnell. The Kentucky Republican wants a vote on the health care bill next week, no matter what. Don't expect him to drag this process out like leadership did in the House. He wants to put senators on the record and move on.
Our Politico Pro colleagues have the skinny on winners and losers in the Senate bill. Winners, the wealthy, the young and healthy, GOP governors who fought Obamacare, some health industry groups. The losers, poorer, older insurance consumers, people struggling with addiction, Planned Parenthood and its clients, and public health agencies.
Former President Barack Obama resurfaced on Facebook yesterday, writing a missive about the GOP healthcare overhaul. The takeaway? Obama wants lawmakers to take a step back, and as he writes, consider that the rationale for action on healthcare or any other issue must be something more than simply undoing something that Democrats did. HuffPo's Sam Stein writes that Obama is returning to the campaign trail this fall.
Our colleague Josh Dossi sent us a new Dossi download on Trump. He tells us that Trump is still upset about special counsel Robert Mueller, and although he has signaled intense interest in helping whip votes on the GOP healthcare bill, he hasn't fully engaged yet. Expect him to focus his attention on conservative members in the Senate like Ted Cruz and Ron Johnson.
Annie Carney has a story on how the end to Trump putting out the possibility of tapes of his conversation with fired FBI Director James Comey came to a less than dramatic end. In the end, Trump tweeted that he did not have the tapes. On Capitol Hill, our colleagues Heather Cagle and John Bresnahan are focused on House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi's political future. From her perspective, Pelosi says she isn't going anywhere. But a dozen Democrats attended a meeting about potentially trying to replace her. The group said no decisions have been made.
In the juice, we've got a scoop about the Department of Homeland Security restarting a stalled $10 million grant program for countering violent extremism this morning. Life After Hate, a group dedicated to rehabbing neo-Nazis, was slated to get $400,000 in the Obama administration before the program was halted, but the Trump administration dropped them from the grant list. The organization said they've seen a 20-fold increase in requests since Election Day. DHS did not comment. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.